Track 4, and on with the news. Bus passengers are being left stranded at bus stops, according to Dawlish councillor and bus campaigner Alison Foden. Councillor Foden, a long-time campaigner for better bus services, says passengers are being left stranded after reductions to the number 2 service between Exeter and Newton Abbot. To highlight Better Transport Week, Councillor Foden and Martin Wrigley MP are renewing their calls for improved bus services in Dawlish and the surrounding areas. The number 2 service is one of the longest in the area, served by Stagecoach South West, used by both commuters and visitors. Councillor Foden says commuters rely on it to get to work, yet it has been repeatedly reduced over the past 10 years. Currently, 2 buses per hour run on the busy route. Stagecoach says passenger numbers have reduced and running more than 2 buses per hour would not be cost effective. But Councillor Foden argues at peak times commuters are often left stranded at stops, as when the bus arrives it's too full to allow more passengers on, particularly when single deck buses are used. Councillor Foden, herself a regular bus user, said, "The current number 2 provision is not sufficient to meet demand, and more buses per hour need to be scheduled if we are to attract people to use public transport." As well as fewer buses, some residents in Dawlish are facing significantly higher ticket prices than other Dawlish residents. In December 2025, Stagecoach introduced a new ticketing zones aimed at offering good value for money. However, the zone has effectively split Dawlish in 2, with some Dawlish residents benefiting from being within the greater Exeter ticket zone, while others aren't included, meaning much higher ticket prices to travel into Exeter, in some cases up to 50% more. Mr. Wrigley said, "It seems inherently unfair that residents of Dawlish Town are being subjected to higher ticket prices than if they lived half a mile out of the town centre. We are now in a situation where it is cheaper for residents of Dawlish to travel 4 miles to Tynmouth than to go down the road to Sainsbury's." Stagecoach South West said, "The cost of running a bus on the number 2 route is at least £50 per hour, and currently bus companies do not receive fare funding to compensate for people with senior person cards, nor with the government's single fare price cap. The current plan for reduced fares during the summer holidays is also not being funded by the government. The bus companies are expected to absorb these extra costs. We appreciate these reduced fares are helping people during the cost of living crisis, but it places extra pressure on commercial companies and bus services like the number 2 that are not subsidised by the local authority."
Fish in teen gets £60,000 boost from permit error. Fish in the River Teen are to get a boost with a £60,000 contribution after a pet cremation firm's mistake with its permit. The Valley Pet Crematorium failed to get the necessary permit to store clinical waste after moving premises. But after intervention by the Environment Agency, the company has agreed to pay £60,000 to West Country Rivers Trust as part of its mission to improve the passage of salmon and other fish in the Teen catchment. A spokesperson for West Country Rivers Trust said this funding will deliver direct and lasting benefits for the River Teen and the fish species that depend on it. Although no pollution or fish fatalities resulted from this case, the enforcement undertaking process allows money to be put back into direct environmental improvements. "We will use the £60,000 contribution to remove or ease significant barriers to fish migration, helping Atlantic salmon, trout and European eel reach spawning and nursery habitats. We expect this work to reconnect at least 10 kilometres of river habitat across the Teen catchment. That means a better chance for migratory fish to complete their life cycles and a healthier, more resilient river system. Jonathan McQueen of the Environment Agency said, "While no environmental harm resulted from this mistake, the rules are there to protect the environment and ensure a level playing field across the waste industry. Carrying, storing, and dealing with different types of waste requires a permit, and we firmly regulate industry to make sure everyone is compliant with the law. Valley Pet Crematorium failed to get a new permit to run a clinical waste transfer station when it moved from Exeter to a new site in Aspen Way, Paignton, in January 2023. While the firm had a valid waste carrier licence, a separate permit was needed to store healthcare waste that it collected from veterinary practices and brought back to the Paignton facility. The mistake came to light 18 months later during an Environment Agency compliance investigation. Once the issue became known, Valley Pet Crematorium was told to immediately stop storing and remove any veterinary waste. The firm also had to apply for a new permit. Valley Pet Crematorium continued to collect waste but took it directly to approved sites for disposal. A new permit was issued in November 2024, which allowed storage at the Paignton premises. Valley Pet Crematorium told the Environment Agency, "It is a matter of intense regret that the company did not obtain the permit in the timely manner it should have done. The firm has offered an enforcement undertaking, a sanction that avoids prosecution in return for funding environmental projects. It also invested heavily into a waste management tracking system."
Primary school's 32,000 boost for new play area. A small Timbridge Village primary school has received a cash windfall to fund a new play area. Hennock Parish councillors have agreed to award Chudley Knighton C of E Primary School more than £32,000 to provide a new and inclusive play area for early years children. The money has come from developer contributions to the Community Infrastructure Levy. Simon Westwood, head of school, said, "We are delighted to be awarded this money from Hennock Parish Council and want to thank everyone involved in helping to make this happen. The funds will be used to improve our early years outdoor play provision and create a space which is more accessible and inclusive for all. The current provision is very limited, with lots of restrictions including significant barriers to free movement because of multi-tiered levels. Outdoor Play UK has been chosen to provide the new play area and work will take place during the summer holidays. The area has been redesigned to improve accessibility, install soft surfacing to allow a wider range of physical activities and add shelter to encourage play in all weather conditions and support continuous provision throughout the year. Better outdoor play equipment will directly enhance children's physical confidence and encourage active, healthy lifestyles from an early age, while enhancing the quality of outdoor learning. Children will have access to a sandbox, a water table, and climbing area in phase one, with phase two including a timber trail and a rope bridge for the main school. The school's parent, teacher and friends association had previously raised £2,500 and this will be invested in the second half of the project. A further £6,000 more is needed to complete the works. The school has some upcoming fundraising events planned, including a marathon, cinema night and summer fair to help raise funds.